this section of the Gospel of John, we encounter Jesus in the final hours before his crucifixion, standing before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. This moment, captured in John, is rich with meaning and significance. There is a real intrigue between Jesus, Pilate, and the Jewish leaders. Where one wrong word or one bad admission could ruin their positions and cause terrible ramifications. Just to repeat, then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" A leading question. Jesus answered with a question, "Do you ask this on your own? Or did others tell you about me?" So Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, kingdom is not from here." Then Pilate asked, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This exchange between Jesus and Pilate reveals several key aspects of the hope that Jesus outlined. The first one, kingdom not of this world. Jesus declares that his kingdom is not from this world. And this statement shifts the focus from earthly power and politics to a spiritual one, where his reign is established in the hearts and souls of his followers. His kingdom breaks out of the world and the confines of human history and extends it into all eternity. The next one, the truth of his mission. Jesus affirms that he came into the world to testify to the truth. This truth is his identity as the Son of Man, Son of God. His mission to redeem us, and his ultimate victory over sin and death. Those who belong to the truth, recognize his voice and follow him, finding hope and assurance in his promises. The book of Revelation, penned by John, John from Rome, who was exiled on the island of Patmos. And it contains a lot of apocalyptic writing that contains images and scenes of the future that can seem a little disturbing. Many well-meaning people have tried to predict the future from it, and have even written books about the end times. I would advise us not to read them. Jesus told us, "No one knows the time when these things will happen, only God." There are wars and natural disasters going on today, as predicted in Revelation. There always have been, and there probably always will be. It's a book we need to read carefully, but in reading it, we need to remember two things. It's above all meant as a message of hope, showing that God is in control, no matter how bad it gets or how bad it looks. And two, how it offers a visionary glimpse of the risen Christ and the hope that he extends to all the faithful. In Revelation 1:4-8, we are presented with a majestic portrayal of Jesus and a promise of his eternal reign. This passage from Revelation reinforces several profound aspects in the hope that Jesus outlined. A faithful witness. Jesus is described as the faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. His resurrection from the dead signifies his victory over death and his authority over all creation. As the faithful witness, he reveals the truth of God's love and his redemption plan for all humanity. Two, freeing from sin. Through his sacrificial death, Jesus has freed us from our sins by his blood. This act of love and redemption forms the very cornerstone of our hope. It assures us that we are forgiven, that we're reconciled with God, and granted a new life in Christ. Three, kingdom of priests. Jesus has made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. This identity as a royal priesthood is our calling to live in a relationship with God, to offer spiritual sacrifices, and to proclaim his praises. And it's a hope that should transform our lives and shape our eternal destiny. Return of Christ. The vision of Jesus coming with the clouds reminds us of his promised return. Every eye will see him, and his glory will be revealed to all. This future event fills us with anticipation and hope, knowing that his kingdom will be fully realized and justice and righteousness will prevail. And in conclusion, the hope that Jesus outlined in John and Revelation is a hope that breaks through the limitations this world puts on us, anchored in his eternal kingship, his mission of redemption, and his promise of a glorious future. As believers, we are invited to embrace this hope, to live as citizens of his kingdom, and to proclaim the truth of his love and salvation. In times of uncertainty and trials, let's hold fast to the assurances found in these scriptures. May the hope that Jesus offers fill our hearts with peace, courage, and unwavering faith as we eagerly await the fulfillment of his promises